Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hello, Dennis. How are you doing today? I just received this letter in the mail about a business loan. And I want to see what y'all have to offer some information about it.
Absolutely not a problem. I can look into it for you. Do you happen to have that 16-digit reference number available by any chance?
What is it?
There should be a 16-digit reference number on there. If you could read that off to me, I can look you up in our system here.
2311 4201 0009 6250.
6250. Alrighty, and how's your day treating you so far?
It's going pretty good so far.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
So I've got John Williams as a point of contact in here. Is that you, John?
Yes.
And was your company name under just your name? Is it like a DBA for just John Williams, or do you have a specific name for your company?
Jay Haynes. I'm on the running under him right now.
I'm sorry, which one was it?
Say it one more time now.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what the name of your company was, actually. We just had your name, John Williams, in there.
Yeah, the name of the company. It's not my company. I'm just running under him right now.
You're running under John Williams? Okay.
On the Kevin K. Haynes Trucking.
Gotcha. Okay, so Kevin A. Haynes Trucking. Okay, and that's who you're running through.
K. Haynes Trucking.
Okay, perfect. All right, when you got that information, and it looks like we have the number down to reach you at as the 979-253-8622. Is that the best number for you?
That's 253-8622-979.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what I have. Okay, perfect. And is there another number for the business, or is that the best one to reach at?
That's the best one to reach at. Yeah. Cell phone.
Excellent. Okay. Well, actually, John, it looks like we received a good reference on your business. The reason we reached out to you is because you've done, looks like, financing with Kubota Credit Corporation early last year. So with that being said, we're able to offer you our financing, and we offer loans for equipment and also working capital. So tell me, what's going on? Are you guys looking to purchase more equipment for your company, or... looking to
what I really want to do is go ahead and get my own authority and maybe give me one more truck for my son to drive.
For your son to drive? Okay. Yeah. And do you own any trucks right now in your business?
Yeah,
outright?
I'm buying one right now. I'm on my own business, but I'm running under my nephew's authority.
Okay, not a problem. And you're actually financing that truck, or do you own any trucks or trailers outright right now?
Yes, I'm buying this truck and trailer that I'm driving now.
You're buying it, okay, but you're still financing it at this point, right?
Yes.
You don't have the titles yet? Okay, not a problem. So that's probably one of the reasons we're able to get a reference on you also. So as far as the actual truck that you would be purchasing for your son, have you found it yet, or do you have an idea of the actual cost or... make, model, anything like that in particular?
I haven't found it yet, but I'm looking to maybe spend it, maybe.
Okay. You guys are
spending on this.
So you guys are located in Texas. I actually work with a few vendors out there that do sell trucks, trailers, and everything you might actually need, mostly around the San Antonio area, but I could get you in touch with those guys if you'd like and see what they have available. What kind of hauling do you do now? Is it over the state lines, or is it within the state of Texas?
Yeah, everything in the state of Texas right now.
Stay in the state of Texas. Okay, good. That's actually a good thing for now, because with a startup company, which will this be considered, if you go over state lines, I usually like to see that you have a fleet, which means you'd have to have at least 3 power units. And in your case, you know, if you're still within the state of Texas, you'll be fine. But to get an approval, it's pretty seamless. Really all I need to do is just, we need to find the truck, and they need to get an application out to you. You can fill that out, get it back to me. And that's really all I'd need to look at 3 months of bank statements as well, just to kind of see how the cash flow is currently. But I can email this all to you if you'd like, or fax it to you, whatever is easy for you, John.
I just had email it to me.
All right.
I've got to find my email. I can't remember it. Got it here somewhere.
Sounds like you might be driving, otherwise I can give you mine. But it's completely up to you how you want to go about it.
Give me yours, and I'll send you mine.
Okay. Are you in a position where you can write it down?
I'm driving right now.
But I tell you what, I can call you right back, so you'll get my direct number. Unless you're in a position where you can write it down, but it sounds like I don't want you to be writing while you're driving.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to give it to you? Okay, it's area code 858.
515.
And my email is actually really easy. It's just D for Dennis. My name is Dennis. So D, my last name is Sanders. So dsanders@bankofcardiff.com.
Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Yes, sir.
And what's the rest of it?
So dsanders@bankofcardiff.com.
At bankofcardiff.com. Okay, then.
But all shoot right. An email to me when you get a second, when you pull over or something like that. I'll go ahead and get the application out to you. And like I said, it goes really quick. Once I get a invoice, pick out the truck you're looking to purchase. If you have anything in mind, too, let me know, and I'll put some feelers out for the people that I work with and see if they have anything on their lots or whatnot.
Okay, then. I'll send that to you so I can.
Okay, buddy. Sounds good. I look forward to it.
All right, then.
Thank you, John. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Drive safe. Talk to you soon. Bye.